Good morning. Clouds and showers are common across interior New York and New England this morning, even a few bursts of rain and rumbles of thunder around as a area of disturbed weather slides from the mid-Atlantic region up the eastern seaboard. So it'll be a bit unsettled through the morning hours with clouds and scattered showers. Temperatures are holding in the upper 50s and lower 60s on average, and it is a rather muggy start for early September. With a disturbance tracking our way from the west, we'll keep mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast through the afternoon. High temperatures should reach into the lower to mid 70s on average as we get into the afternoon hours. Overnight tonight, with that disturbance still making its way through the region, we'll continue the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. It'll be mild and a bit muggy, with lows back into the lower to mid-60s. A cold front will slice through the region on Thursday, and while it will be mainly dry, we still run the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and highs ahead of the front, reaching into the lower 80s. Behind the front on Friday, we'll start a drying trend with a northwesterly wind flow, which will keep temperatures in the mid-70s with a mix of sun and clouds. High pressure will also build in during the day on Friday and hold up into the beginning of the holiday weekend. That'll produce mostly sunny skies on both Saturday and Sunday. Cooler air will flow in to start the weekend with highs in the lower 70s on Saturday, but rebound back into the middle and upper 70s by Sunday. Another front will approach on Labor Day, and this will push temperatures up to around 80 degrees as it makes its way in our direction. As it draws closer, we run the risk of more scattered showers and thunderstorms by the end of the day on Labor Day, otherwise partly sunny skies. Highs back into the upper 70s behind that front on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, most of the weather activity during the next couple of days will occur along a pair of surface fronts dipping down into the lower 48 from potent areas of low pressure across southern Canada. Heavy rain and scattered thunderstorms, some of them severe, will extend from the southern plains and Great Lakes into the mid-Atlantic and northeast. Flash flooding may occur along the southern half of the surface front, as expected to slow down considerably from the southern plains to the Midwest. Therefore, a moderate risk of excessive rainfall is in effect for parts of northeast Texas through southernmost Oklahoma and then into western Arkansas. Excessive rainfall could also occur from central Texas to western Kentucky. 1 to 3 inches of rain is possible for these parts, while some isolated areas may receive up to 4 inches of rain, including the Dallas-Fort Worth area, through Thursday. Severe thunderstorms are possible from Washington, D.C. to New York City. Meanwhile, much of the northern Rockies and plains are under an area of elevated fire risk. Critical fire weather conditions are likely along the foothills of the northern Rockies into the northern plains today due to a combination of acutely dry conditions and strong winds. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 45 degrees with a south wind at 31 gusting to 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 30 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 4 miles visibility with light rain and fog and 60 degrees. The dew point 60, 100% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.99 inches and falling. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. Boston cloudy and breezy with showers in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 73 degrees, the low 59, the average temperature 66, that's 1 degree below normal. No precipitation yesterday, none for the month of September so far, and 23.91 inches for the year, which is 2.33 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 57, the record high, 100, set in 1953, and the record low, 38, in 2017. Sunrise this morning was at 6:21 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:27 p.m., 13 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers from time to time today and highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a bit humid, a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds in the mid-70s on Friday. Sunny, lower 70s Saturday. Mostly sunny, mid to upper 70s on Sunday. And a mix of sun and clouds on Labor Day, with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs near 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.